That's how we build.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks
great. Feel the vibration.
Come on,
what
come
up?
On.
Welcome to another edition of Buzz of the Week. Buzzin'. So, I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. It's Chris Bucky Watts.
What up?
And today we're talking about the buzziest thing that you should know this week.
Hell yeah.
We announced on our podcast, which drops every Thursday, called G-Splash, that we were going to do Fantastic Beasts number 2 trailer breakdown, but...
Audible.
We're switching an Audible, and we're talking Deadpool 2, but you're in luck. If you're looking for that Fantastic Beasts breakdown, we'll be talking about it a little bit later down the line when we do a Harry Potter special.
Harry Potter Takeover. Love it.
Which I believe is coming next month. Where do we start with this, man?
It dropped today, which was a nice little surprise, which is obviously why we called this Audible, but... I mean, it's a Deadpool 2 full trailer, and I don't even know where to start on the fact that it looks awesome.
It looks really good. The first trailer was funny and, like...
Kind of, like...
It didn't show...
Yeah, had that, like, sort of goofy, like, not in it type thing, didn't, like, clips, and this one's, like, full on, like, this is movie stuff.
Yeah, this is actually a legit trailer. You see a lot more. I'm actually pretty surprised. I know we talk a lot about Marvel and the MCU and stuff, but Marvel's crushing it this year. There's just no way around it. Do you think this one's going to be better than the first one?
I don't know, man. I think that there's a level of that first one. Not only was it something people had waited for a long time, but it delivered on what people have been waiting for a long time. It surprised people that thought it was going to be garbage. It brought people to see an R-rated superhero movie that probably don't go to see superhero movies that often. Like, it sort of did all these things that were unexpected, and I think that made it, in our minds, like just awesome and epic, and I think it's a great movie, don't get me wrong. Like, I think it's exactly what it needs to be, and it's so much fun. This one, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be better. Hopefully, if everything goes in a perfect world, it would be the same. Like, you want to improve on stuff, but improve in the right ways while still keeping that vibe and that... And you see it in the trailer. You see all these little, like, call-outs to other things and, like, talking, breaking the fourth wall, and I love that stuff. So I hope it stays in that realm and doesn't try and be something it's not.
When you watch the trailer, if you haven't already, definitely stay till the very end. It looks like it's like an improv conversation.
Right, yeah. I wonder if that'll be in the movie, because it's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's going to be better just for the sake of they probably played it a little bit safe last time.
There were some things they were kind of like, okay, let's just make sure we don't push it too far. Let's make sure we keep it. We got to make sure we make this budget work, and it can't be too big. And now you think maybe they have a little more money or a little more backing to be a little freer, and that will make it better.
Yeah, because it did so well, I think not to say that they were restricted on a whole bunch of stuff, but yeah, I think it's a valid reason to now let's see how crazy we can get.
Right, like where can we take this? And that's my, and part of me, I don't get me wrong, I love seeing that shit, but that is part of my worry, is like, there, I can't off the top of my head rattle any, but I feel like there's been movies in the past where you watch the first one and maybe they were already being kind of muted, or it was trying something, and they made a sequel of it that was just a little too big for itself, like, because they did have that freedom. I want them to just, I want it to see it be better. I want them to push the envelope and show things that we want to see in a Deadpool character and in that whole story. I'm all about that. But at the same time, I don't want them to be like, well, now we've got all the creative back and let's go fucking nuts, and it ends up being a mess.
I don't see that with this one, just for the sake, like, but I know exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Reynolds really cares about this
totally
franchise.
He is so in it.
Because he wanted to do it when he did it the first time in that terrible Wolverine movie that got awful.
Right.
They just did Deadpool's character all wrong.
I don't even know how that got. That's the wrong people making the creative decisions, for sure. That's like producers that have no idea what's going on being like, that's what it is. Boom.
The only thing that made him like Deadpool in that movie was they just was like, does he ever shut up? He just was a talker.
Right. You know,
like Deadpool is, but
they took that away.
They sewed his mouth shut.
So I just Googled this. I just Googled like good movies with bad sequels and to see what like stands out in that same genre to me. And of all these, top 10, whatever, two that stand out as being ones, I think maybe there's three technically, of being like one that they had maybe a limited budget or they didn't know how well it was going to work, so it was kind of controlled, and then it was a hit, so they got a bunch of financing or whatever and they made a mess, is these are the three that I agree with on here. Jaws 2, because Jaws 1 was such a like a ramshackle, here's $100, and then it ended up being more and more expensive or whatever, and it ended up being a great movie. Then they're like making it so the shark's like eating boats and shit. Another one on here, Dumb and Dumber 2. I completely agree with that, because then when they did the original one, it was kind of like, let's see where we can push this and take this. And then now, like, okay, what can we do to top that in a crazy, gross, stupid way? And the third one.
Are you talking about the prequel to Dumb and Dumber?
No, not Dumb and Dumber, or the latest one that was like the sequel.
The Dumb and Dumber 2?
And then the third one on here I agree with is actually Speed 2, Cruise Control. Because Speed, not to say, it was an action movie, but it was Surprise. It was a big hit. It's great. I love it. I'll watch it anytime it's on TBS. But Speed 2 is garbage. And it's because they're like, well, how can we go bigger? And how can we make it more intense? We'll put him on a fucking cruise ship. Bah!
Keanu Reeves wasn't even in it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not showing up for that. But Sandra Bullock's like, I need a paycheck.
Yeah. I think all I have lined up right now is The Net. And that movie is about the internet.
Yeah.
people stealing my identity in the internet. Let's get back to some Deadpool here.
Yeah.
We see some cool characters. Terry Crews, who is playing Mutant Bedlam.
Never heard of him.
I haven't either. I guess he's a character in the X-Force. I'm looking at some Easter eggs here.
I'm not a huge X-Force guy. I know there's like in the trailers a call out to the X-Force and he builds like a little team of mutants to help him, like Domino and stuff. But I'm not familiar enough with the X-Force to be like, yes. Hit me with these Easter eggs though.
One thing that I kind of noticed too in the trailer is they kind of did the whole cheesy like, I'm putting a team together.
Yeah.
Which is what they did, you know, kind of maybe poking fun at Avengers.
Yeah.
So in the opening scene, I kind of think these are stretches. Sometimes they do that with some of these movies. But someone is claiming there's a Van Wilder callback.
Really?
Yeah, because the song that's playing in the cab is All Out of Love.
Honestly, with this movie and these, like, I would not put anything past anybody. Because since they can, like, break the fourth wall and make fun of things that actors have done or whatever, like anything that's like, oh, I don't feel like there's a stretch. Like some things, if it's way out there, maybe, but things like that, I could totally believe that because they're just sitting around fucking around being like, would be, you know, be funny, let's do this as a callback.
For those who have not seen Van Wilder, this is a Ryan Reynolds movie where he's drunk and sad and he's playing that song on a guitar. There's an Indiana Jones homage at the beginning when he's running into the cab and yelling at him to start the car.
Start the plane!
Raiders of the Lost Ark, you see Harrison Ford yelling to Jock to start the engine.
Start the engine!
And he's being chased by like a mob full of people.
The native people, I was saying Native Americans, but he's clearly not America. The native people are like chasing him with their bows and arrows and stuff. And the guy's like sitting there sunbathing. Start the engine!
Start the engine! So we see a couple... It's actually a really good scene. We see a couple of different Deadpool costumes this go around.
Yes, we do, including the X-Force costume, the all black.
Yeah, black and gray. And then you see him wearing a t-shirt, an X-Men like t-shirt.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like a mesh,
It's a football jersey.
Yeah, football jersey with an X on it.
It's supposed to be, a nod to his yellow X-Men costume. And I guess Kevin Feige has come out and said that, like, it'll be, like, a long time before we see any of the X-Men and whatnot. I think the quickest thing we'll probably see is Fantastic Four. They're bringing them back in the comics right now, so maybe end of Phase 4. This is a legit cool action. Like, it could be compared to the style of movie making that's lots of guns and or like Bad Boys.
Yeah, it's kind of over the top, like, but also like making fun of itself or being over the top is kind of key, I think.
Yeah, because they have superpowers, but they're not. They're, you know, everyone's
right. And I didn't know. It's so funny when I clicked on it and watched it this morning. I didn't know it was a Red Band trailer. So there's like, if you know what that is, there's green band trailers. That's like what you see at every movie theater. And there's red band trailers where if it's an R movie, it'll show you like it cut out the swearing or some of the violence. It gives you like a hint, right?
Yeah, it's a.
I didn't know it was. So I was like watching through. I'm like, doop, doop, doop. And then at some point he's like, fuck. I'm like, oh, whoa. And then he decapitates dude and kicks his head. And I was like, I don't think this one's the one they're going to show on TV.
Not safe for work. The red band trailer. I'm seeing in this list, and I didn't catch this, but Rob Delaney is there's like a headshot, and it just says Peter. Do you know what that's?
No idea. Who the fuck is Rob Delaney?
Google him.
Rob Delaney is an American comedian, actor, and writer, widely known as the co-star and co-writer of a TV show called Catastrophe. I don't know.
Peter is an unassuming man played by comedian / actor Rob Delaney.
A little Spider-Man throwaway.
Later shots actually seem to show Delaney on board the X-Force airplane, sporting a black mustache and a white dress shirt.
Sure, he comes into play and is important in some way.
They also make a reference to when he's putting together the team that these characters have to be good enough to be able to hold a film, at least three films or something by themselves.
Yeah, that's that little candor thing at the end. Like, they probably wouldn't even make a third one. Why would they? They already killed it with the first two.
Do you think this film will be good enough to have it its own kind of, I guess, universe.
Yeah. I think because of the way they are, and also being a rated R movie and being kind of a comedy action like that Lethal Weapon or any of those, I think that it's okay to just stand by itself. I think they can keep making fun. They never need to cross over. If it does in any way, that'd be cool. But I think it just exists and stands on its own. Anyway, if you haven't seen the Deadpool trailer, go and watch it now. It's amazing. We'll put it on our Facebook page, which is G to the Splash.
Boom.
We won't put it on Instagram, but if you want to check out our Instagram, it's pretty sweet, and it's G to the Splash.
Boom.
Or you can email us if you have questions or suggestions or whatever at gsplashbc@gmail.com.
Boom.
Boom.
Chris said it all. That's going to do it for Buzz of the Week. And stick around or check out Splash Trash Meh and also our regular podcast every Thursday, same G channel, same G time. I'm Bradley Baxter.
And I'm Chris Bucket Watts.
We out of here, baby. Peace.
That's how we move. Now the shit's about to kick off this party. Let's go.